Election Day 2022, Tuesday, November 8th, has come and gone. The lawn signs will be picked up, your mail won't be filled with political flyers, and maybe even social media will take a short rest. The candidates and their supporters were out and about squeezing in one last day of campaigning as voters trekked to the polls. One major difference from previous years was, however, the number of mailed-in ballots that voters sent in before Election Day. Several area town clerks we spoke to reported significant numbers of early ballots received before the polls opened on Election Day. In Weston, for example, 296 out of 376 voted ballots were mail-ins. Anita Sheldon, the town clerk of Manchester, gave us her take at the Manchester Town Hall as a steady stream of voters arrived to cast in-person ballots.
Yeah, as of the opening of polls this morning, we had 1,349 ballots through the tabulator, and then we're currently at 1,693 ballots. So far, decent turnout. Oh, it's been a very calm day here. So everybody has been very polite, cordial, happy to be back in the polling place, and things are going well.
There were several competitive elections for voters to decide. In the Bennington-Rutland district that includes the towns of Dorset, Danby, Landgrove, Peru, and Mount Tabor, political newcomer Mike Rice, a Democrat, defeated Republican William Jotty by 129 votes, 1,169 to 1,040. In the Bennington 3 district, incumbent David Durfee, a Democrat, defeated his Republican challenger, Victor Harwood, by 1,179 to 731. This district includes Shaftesbury and a part of Sunderland. And in the closely watched Bennington 4 race, a two-member district that includes the towns of Manchester, Arlington, Sandgate, and the other part of Sunderland not in the Bennington 3 district, incumbent representatives Kathleen James and Seth Bongartz held off a challenge from Republican Joe Jervis. James and Bongartz each netted slightly more than 2,500 votes each, while Jervis managed to obtain 1,368. We had a chance to speak with Representative Kathleen James the following morning for her thoughts and reflections on their re-election campaign.
Yeah, it was actually I'm tired. Seth and I knocked on about close to 1,500 doors, and that was really the heart and soul of this campaign. And it was so great to get out there because I really hadn't been able to knock on doors since my first campaign in 2018. 2020 was a pandemic election. It wasn't really safe or comfortable to be out knocking doors. And so this was a kind of a great return to the grassroots nature of a local state rep campaign. And, Seth and I started knocking, very intensely in mid-September and knocked on our last door just this past Sunday. And, like I said, we hit 1,500 doors in pretty much every corner of our district, and we talked to a lot of voters. And that is it's a pretty remarkable experience, and it's something that you just can't get that kind of contact with folks any other way but getting out there and, you know, taking the campaign to them. So I'd say that's the thing I'm really, you know, reflecting on the most and probably the most grateful for. And obviously, Seth and I are very excited to be going back to Montpelier. We feel like we've accomplished a lot, but there is so much more to do on all of our top priorities. Housing, childcare, climate action, helping folks with, transition to sustainable ways of heating their homes, sustainable, affordable ways of heating their homes. We've got a lot of work to do.
Another race of interest in Bennington County was the sheriff's race, which saw James Gully Jr. triumph over Joel Howard and Bo Alexander. It was Gully's second try for the post after failing to win it in 2018. Statewide, Governor Phil Scott was easily reelected to a fourth term over Democrat challenger Brenda Siegel, and David Zuckerman won his old job of lieutenant governor back by fending off a strong challenge from Republican State Senator Joseph Benning. Sarah Copeland Hanzus won the Secretary of State race, Charity Clark won the Attorney General race, Mike Pichek won his bid for State Treasurer, and Doug Hoffer returned for another term as State Auditor. And Vermonters also passed Article 22, an amendment to the State Constitution, to include reproductive rights into the State Constitution. It appeared to have passed by a wide, roughly 50-point margin. For the GNAT TV News Project, I'm Andrew McKeever.